Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from Mount Kisco Country Club for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon's annual golf outing and dinner. So grateful to be here. Well, we also want to just let you know that we're being produced by Shark Creative and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester. Your wealth managed to a fiduciary standard, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, life and science. As I said, I'm Laura Smith, and so tonight we are outside still because even though the fall has just officially begun, we're outside for a really wonderful cause at the beautiful Mount Kisco Country Club, the annual golf outing and dinner, and I'm really happy to have with me the board chairman of the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club. Thank you so much, Fred Powers.
Thank you, and appreciate your time today.
So you said you're rounding up around 14, 15 years of doing this already.
Correct. We started this probably about 15 years ago, and we maybe had 25 to 50 golfers, and we were lucky to raise maybe $10,000 for the Boys and Girls Club. And this event now is our second largest annual event that we have for the club, excited. Our gala, which is in April, and we'll bring in over $75,000 net to the Boys and Girls Club. So it's really a strategic opportunity for us for a fundraising event, but it really brings together kind of what the club is all about. We'll have some of our youth here, we'll have some of our team coordinators, and really some of our sponsors and our patrons that really keep the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon, our doors open every year.
That's wonderful. Fred Powers, you're the managing director of Power Private Equity Firm, which is big and wonderful. But how did you get involved with the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club?
Sure.
What drew you to this cause?
I actually grew up in a neighboring community in New Rochelle, New York, and was involved with the New Rochelle Boys and Girls Club. And in life, you kind of go where you're needed. And through some friends, the Mount Vernon Boys Club needed some help about 4 or 5 years ago. And through a current board member, Rob Kestenbaum, kind of encouraged me to come on over. And, you see what's happening every day at the club. The kids walking in the door, the summer programs, the mentoring that goes on, and the opportunities that the Boys and Girls Club offers to, you know, youth between 5 and 16 years old. It really does change their lives. And they needed the help, quite honestly.
They needed the help in some of the managing aspects of it. Do you allocate where the money goes? Are there different special programs that are built, or are you just giving into funds that are just need to be annually updated?
This year, we don't have a specific fund that's, say, a program that's getting allocated. It goes to our general overhead and expenses. Our budget is a little under $1 million, and with $1 million, over 500 different teens or youth come through our door every day. We average over 100 kids a day. So just last week, with the start of the new school year, it's enrollment time. So this past Saturday, we had an open house at the Boys and Girls Club. We had 400 kids and parents going through our doors, really some of them for the first time, to see what the after-school programs, what they are, and the weekends, and the tutoring possibilities, and the arts and crafts. A lot of people know Mount Vernon for basketball, and we do have a gym, and there's a lot more things going on at the Boys and Girls Club than basketball.
That's just wonderful. And is it equal amounts of girls to boys, or is it more boys?
Right now our mix is 55% boys, 45% female. Obviously, we would love the 50-50 equal ratio. We offer dance, cheerleading, I hate to say girl-specific type of after-school activities. But we do also things for teens that are specific for that group. You know, we kind of lose kids in that, you know, middle school to high school age group. We provide great mentoring opportunities, some college counseling. We even had a free SAT tutoring program this summer where we had over 30 rising seniors coming to our facility for, 6 hours a week, where they not only get tutored, but they do SAT prep and scored and counseling. And it's even the follow-up afterwards with the essay writing and the application process.
Absolutely wonderful and making such a difference. And lifelong experiences and memories for some of these children, for all of the children, I'm sure, that walk through the doors. How is the facility itself there?
The facility itself, we're in Mount Vernon. Obviously, it is a little bit old. It was built in the 1930s, 1940s. Actually, this summer, we spent about $75,000 in some small upgrades, some painting, windows. We call it a beautification process. And, we had a new boiler put in. I know it sounds mundane, but we have to heat the building.
Absolutely.
You know, that was just under $100,000. And, you know, to keep the building and keep it operational, you know, we run at break even. We do have some famous alumni. You know, everyone knows Denzel Washington, J.B. Smoove, and some others. They are supportive of the club, but it really takes some corporate donors that are in the neighborhood, and we're sponsoring the DeChicco and Sons this evening.
Yes.
Also some alumni, talent, the comedian is here tonight.
He came out of the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls
Yes.
Club, or just
talented.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's
so
just amazing.
We do have a lot of you know, famous alumni, you know, some basketball players, Gus and Scooter McRae, Gus Williams also. People know them, but the doors, you know, Mount Vernon is changing. You know, a lot of people know there's some issues with some politics in Mount Vernon. We are a safe place for the kids to go to after school, whether it's to do their homework, learn a new activity or a new skill, and to be with friends in a safe environment.
Fred Powers, thank you. If people want to get involved in either joining the golf outing next year or even working with the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club, where should they go? How should they find you?
Easiest way is our website, Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club.com. Best way to find us, Mel Campos and Lowe's Moore are two full-time people that are there. You know, we have different programs, and our doors are definitely open, be it for corporate people or people even just want to volunteer.
Yes.
You know, we have some retired teachers that just want to help kids with reading after school or just help counsel kids. Definitely, we need your help.
Fantastic. Sounds like something I'd even be interested in. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Have a wonderful night tonight.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us. That was Fred Powers, board chairman of the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club. Such a wonderful place for kids to really have a safe haven to go to. And this golf outing, that it attracts all these wonderful people who want their dollars to go towards doing whatever it can to make it a better place. I'm Laura Smith, and tonight, just so you know, honoring DeChicco and Sons and Wiley C. Harrison, talent, the comedian, is here. Also, it's a great night all around at the Mount Kisco Country Club at the annual golf outing and dinner for the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from the Mount Kisco Country Club for the annual golf outing and dinner for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. We are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Home Health Care and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelift Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. So tonight's event is special. It's going on about 15 years strong, where they honor people in the community who have done so much for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. DeChicco and Sons tonight, Wiley C. Harrison, president of Business of Your Business and Talent. He's a comedian and host of New York's 98.7 Kiss FM. And with us is someone who does a lot for the Boys and Girls Club. That's Chief Professional Officer Mel Campos. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for being here.
What is a Chief Professional Officer? What exactly are you doing for the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, the Chief Professional Officer is the person who runs the organization.
speak up really loudly so we can hear you.
So I'm responsible for working with the board, working with the community, helping raise money, making sure that the programs for the kids are the right programs, making sure that the club is full.
Sounds like pretty much every the chief cook and bottle washer and the whole shebang.
We wear many, many hats.
That's wonderful. It sounds like an absolutely wonderful organization that does so much, and it's this golf outing is growing every year so that the funds can go to making the programs and all the different things that you oversee hum and buzz smoothly throughout the year, throughout the summer as well, right?
Yes. This is the fourth year in a row that we sell out this event, which is thrilling.
Fantastic. Which is how many people does it take to sell it out?
120 golfers.
Wow, fantastic.
And we had a full complement. This summer, we just concluded a sold-out summer program. We had 201 registered kids, averaged 140 a day.
Wow.
For the first time, unfortunately, we had to turn some families away because we just didn't have the room.
The facilities. One day, is it within your vision to maybe expand?
It certainly is within my vision. I hope that as an organization, we either expand and renovate our current building or build a new building. We have outgrown our location.
Have.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. And it just means that more children are getting access to the wonderful programs, the great overseeing and mentorship that goes hand in hand with the Boys and Girls Club. It just truly is a wonderful place and probably on many levels a lifesaver in certain ways for many children.
It is. It is. We know that when kids are at the club, they're safe. The streets, not only of Mount Vernon, but the streets in general, are not good for kids.
Absolutely.
And we provide a safe haven. We provide responsible adults. And there's three things we're focused on at the club. One is academic success. We want our kids to do well in school. Two is community service. We want young people to become involved in community service. We believe that if you become part of community service at a young age, it becomes part of who you are.
Yes.
And then you're part of the solution in the community as opposed to part of the problem.
Right.
And the third thing we focus on is healthy lifestyles. We want young people to eat well. We want families to eat well. We want them to refrain from using drugs and alcohol, from premature sexual activity. All challenges, but they're things that we're focused on, and we're making some inroads.
Absolutely. I'm sure you are. Well, thank you so much, Mel Campos.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all you do and your success, and for tonight, another big success in your golf outing and dinner. Go in and enjoy your dinner tonight. It's well deserved.
It brings a smile to my face.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for all you do on behalf of the community.
Thank you.
It's wonderful stuff here tonight at the annual golf outing and dinner, honoring DeChico and Sons, Wiley C. Harrison, and the comedian and host, Talent. It's all part of making the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon a most wonderful and special place, and we're grateful to everybody here tonight. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting from Mount Kisco Country Club for the annual golf outing and dinner for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. We are being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, and Michael Labriola Incorporated. Their last name is their first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansion. So here I am at this incredible annual golf outing and dinner. It's the fourth year in a row that it has been completely sold out, which is just great because the money goes directly to the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon, which is just doing some amazing things. But probably the most amazing thing tonight to come out of the Boys and Girls Club is the Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon, Jaden Devon. Nice to meet you, Jaden.
Nice to meet you.
So, how do you get selected as Youth of the Year?
Well, it's a very long...
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a very long two-month process, so I have to fill out an application that asks me a whole bunch of different questions where it goes deep down into my personal life. It asks me about why I come to the Boys and Girls Club every day, why I work with the kids, what are three characteristics that define me. More of things that in a regular, normal application, it wouldn't ask you.
Yes. So tell me, what are the three characteristics that do you think define you the most in your own feeling?
I mean, it's a lovely thing to be here, also to work with those kids. So I would say caring, loving, and helpful, because if it wasn't for those kids and the staff members and the board members, I don't know where I would be as a 14-year-old sophomore today.
So you are 14 years old, you're a sophomore, and you're in high school. Are you starting to gear up to think about the potential of going to college?
I am. I have made up my mind already. Many people say give it some time. As a 14-year-old sophomore, because I'm a sophomore and I have 2 years to go, to give it some more thought, because you're not as ready as you think. It's a very long journey once you leave. But I've made up my mind that I do want to leave for college.
And where do you have any clue whatsoever what you'd like to study or focus your studies on?
I would like to major in criminal justice.
Wow, that's huge. Well, John Jay School is right here in our area, which is, they're known for that.
It is indeed. But the thing is, as many people say, is make sure you don't also look locally, but look outside of New York, because it's always a great experience. So
sure.
I'm also looking outside of New York.
Wonderful.
Like North Carolina State.
Oh, very good. I just got back from North Carolina yesterday. It's so pretty down there, and thank goodness that storm is over.
Yes.
But let me hear from you. How many years have you been going to the Boys and Girls Club?
A decade.
Oh, my goodness. Since you were four?
Five.
What do you, I mean, looking back on it, what can you say about it that has made such a difference in your life? What are, just express maybe, like, what you, if you could put into a couple of words, what the Boys and Girls Club does for you and has done all these many years, a whole decade, that's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, people call Mount Vernon a very bad place, and that certain buildings and certain schools and people who have worked in Mount Vernon and the Mount Vernon's mayor office and all these other things is a bad place. Not really. Once I walk through those Boys and Girls Club doors every day after school at 2:45, I call it my second home. I feel safe. I feel secure. And once I see the smile on those kids' faces, once they walk through those doors at the end of every school day, and once they leave with their parents going home and saying, "Mommy, Daddy, that was my counselor. He's my favorite counselor." It makes me so happy, because I know that I have the kids' trust, and they trust me, and they believe, and they know that I'm not going to let anything happen to them.
That is incredible. So you yourself now are working at the Boys and Girls Club. So you're not just a beneficiary going there and enjoying after-school activities. You're actually helping the other children.
I am.
That, how long have you been doing that for?
I've been working with the kids for the last 4 years.
That's amazing. You are an inspiration. Thank you so much. I mean, if you've done this much at, by age 14, I can only imagine where you're going to go in this lifetime. Thank you so much for being here. Congratulations, and enjoy the dinner and being honored tonight as Youth of the Year.
Thank you.
Wonderful to meet him. Jaden Devon, once again, Youth of the Year at the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club. What an incredible accomplishment. What a wonderful young man. And tonight they're also honoring DeChico & Sons, that great purveyor of fine shopping and groceries, and Wiley C. Harrison. Also, talent is here tonight, the comedian and host of New York's 98.7 KISS FM's morning show. And, yeah, it's just been a beautiful night here at the annual golf outing and dinner. So we carry on. And the money goes to really to continue improving what is already an incredible place, the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we are broadcasting from the beautiful Mount Kisco Country Club for the annual golf outing and dinner for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. It's an exciting night tonight where we are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Well, tonight's a big night, and not only is money being brought in by the now sold-out golf outing for the wonderful Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon, but they are honoring some special people tonight. DeChico and Sons. Who doesn't shop at DeChico's? Wiley C. Harrison, also president of Business of Your Business, and a man with a whole lot of talent, with who's known by the same... Is that really your name? Talent. Radio broadcasting
really...
star and comedian all over the planet.
I'm only jealous of one other person with a name, and that's my oldest son, because it's my middle name, but it's his first name.
Get out of here.
I'm James Talent. He's Talent James.
That is amazing.
I hate him, and I did it. I didn't think I would be that mad later.
Listen, but you are.
I am.
Do they call him T or no? They call him Talent?
Yeah, he's Talent.
Or TJ for Talent Jr.
Yeah. He started comedy 8 months ago. So
he did too.
He's young Talent right now.
How old is he?
26.
26, yeah. And he's already starting the circuit. So you're a comedian.
I am.
Besides
still.
Being in radio and everything. But you are being honored tonight in conjunction with the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club because you are an alumni, so to speak.
I don't know if I deserve this. What I think what happened is when I was younger, I did steal some basketball equipment, and I think my community service...
Stop it. Oh, get out of here.
No, I'm born and raised in Mount Vernon.
Yeah,
and I'm a product of the Boys and Girls Club there. So I know everyone kind of personally, grew up with them and watched what I call the huge transformation.
Yes.
It's a wonderful place.
Does it feel like that looking back on it now? Can you see where it kind of rescued you from perhaps what would have been misspent youth or something?
You know what's funny is it's not even a thing where you like looking back now, like you knew it all along.
Oh, really?
Like we knew it, you know, a block away was the city projects we grew in. Which the clubs on 6 mm-hmm. were on 7th Avenue, one block away.
Right.
And I was in 230 South 7th building, and that was our literal refuge of what to do. Whether you're coming from school, whether it was summertime, you dropped your bags, you did your homework, and you went over there, and you just look forward to Saturdays because you can stay all day.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you know what I mean? You're doing, like, now, I mean, the kids, I'm jealous again because they have so much more. We had a lot. We thought we had a lot.
Yeah.
Now when you look at it now with the computers and stuff, I'm like...
Can you imagine?
They got so much more.
I wish there was a Boys and Girls Club for adults.
You know what?
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
That would be a good club.
Can you imagine the fundraising we would have to keep doing for that?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. That's such a beautiful story. How many years were you in the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club?
I remember from age about 8 or 9, and I didn't stop going until maybe 9th grade. About 9th, 10th grade.
Beginning of becoming a teenager.
Yeah, so that was like 16. So you're talking about spending like the age of 8. So it's like 8 years you were there like faithfully. And then even after you kind of started getting older and doing other things and other projects and playing actual sports. But that got you ready for those sports. So when you tried out for JV or freshman team of basketball, football, anything they had going on, you had to hone your skills at the boys' club.
Right.
So you still went back there every weekend.
I see.
Still worked on the games. They had the house leagues. They had the camps. That's one of the things a lot of people forget. Yeah. They had a lot of camps that you did more than what was in that building.
Right.
The building was astronomical alone, but in the summertime, they had those camps, and then they took you to either other Boys and Girls Clubs or facilities like swimming pools, like zoos, like parks.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it was always something.
That is just incredible. To be a comedian, obviously, you've got to have a pretty thick skin. You have to have some major confidence. I think it must be the hardest thing in the world to be a comedian, and though people like you make it seem totally effortless, do you equate some of your confidence that you took out into the world to become this huge comedian in the world from the Boys and Girls Club? Do you feel like maybe it helped?
Absolutely, and I'm going to tell you why. Because a place like the Boys and Girls Club, you didn't just have the kids from where you were from, right? So people were coming from parts of the neighborhood and the city that you didn't get to see on a regular basis. Yeah. That's where confidence is built. Confidence is built with stepping out of your usual crew. Mm-hmm. Because in your crew, you get comfortable, and you don't really have to worry. Like, if I know you every day, all day, I don't have to worry about what you're going to do or say. You're going to back me up. We're friends. It's when you get in those clumps of people and kids that come from somewhere else who don't know you and are, so to speak, keeping it realer.
Exactly.
And
it
saying
realer.
Keep saying what they feel and what they see and stuff like that. You're like, okay, that's where you build the confidence.
Yeah, and character. Yeah. How about character? Was that part of it too?
Well, the character comes in with the people, like in the position now, it's Lowe's Moore, right? And everybody in his camp that works in the club. Back in the day was Mr. Coleman, I remember distinctly. Mr. Jim Jones. Those guys and those counselors in the summer, that's who help you build the character. Like, those are the people who point out things in you that you may not see about yourself.
Right, and somebody accountability.
Somebody might pull you to the side and say, hey, man, you should coach next summer. And you're like, what? No. You understand the game. You have a certain IQ. This, that, and the other. You have basketball smarts. You have football smarts, whatever. Whatever you were into, And now it's like even engineering and computer. And that person pulls you out of the pocket, separates you from the pack, and you got to take all that in. And that's where character starts getting built.
That's beautiful. Yeah, really beautiful stuff. Where do you live now, talent?
Believe it or not, I'm back in Mount Vernon. I never left the house.
That is. I think Mount Vernon's beautiful, by the way.
I love it.
It has a lot of fabric, the texture, the soul. It's a great place.
It took
great
forever for me to find my house. So once I found it, let me tell you something. I had to live in L.A. I had to live in Atlanta. I had to live in like 4 other places, but never Jersey, everywhere.
No place
but
like
never,
home.
Never left that house. I kept the house.
The same house
so
that you grew up in.
Now I'm back, yes.
That's amazing.
Now I'm back.
There's no place like home. Talent, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You entertain the world, but it all started for you in Mount Vernon, and now you're kind of giving back.
I feel good.
And so they're going to honor you because of that.
Ain't
and congratulations.
Crazy?
Thank you so
Who
much.
Who knew?
Who knew? It's all in the name. Let's face it, right?
Yes.
All the very best to you. Thank you so much. And it's really an incredible night here for the annual golf outing and dinner honoring DeChicco & Sons, Wiley C. Harrison, and the incredibly talented talent. He is a comedian and host, New York 98.7 Kiss,
yes,
and all sorts of them, and travels the world now. But luckily, he comes home here to Westchester County and Mount Vernon. I'm Laura Smith tonight at the beautiful Mount Kisco Country Club, making memories happen so the kids can get the love, the education, the safety, all the rescuing that happens in such a great way at the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. Good night from Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from the Mount Kisco Country Club. Tonight's annual golf outing and dinner for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. And we are being produced by Shark Creative, as always, and brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Paint Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. So grateful to be here tonight for this golf outing and dinner because they are honoring DeChico and Sons, very famous in Westchester as one of the most fine purveyors of groceries and food and just everything. We have one in my town in Larchmont, and I spend all my time and money at DeChico's. It's so great. And Wiley C. Harris, and he is also being identified tonight and honored as the president and business of your business. That's his company. And talent also here, the comedian and host and a radio personality. So we've had him. But it's interesting when you come to these wonderful events, these golf outings often that, you know, provide a lot of funding for what ends up being great programs for such as the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. And somebody who was, you were on the circuit today, Dr. Alex Diaz. He is a sports Mental Edge is his company. And he is a sports psychology consultant. Very fascinating stuff. Mm-hmm. How was your golf game today? Did your psychology help you win it?
I think it did. I mean, I played. This is my second round in the year, so I'm not as I don't play as often as I wish. However, it really helped me to try to stay focused and not to get so distracted and not be so overly concerned and try to minimize the negative thinking.
Yes,
so that comes very handy. Yes.
You know, I heard only recently in the last year or so that there actually are golf psychologists. Did you know that, or is that part of what you do?
Well, that's right. So sports psychology has been around for quite a while. I think that for the past 15 years or so, they have been adding something about addressing the mental component of performance because they're beginning to understand that that's the edge where athletes can really work on and become the differentiating factor when it comes to competition, because they work very hard on improving their skills. Mm-hmm. They work very hard improving their physical talents.
Yes.
But however, the key is how to translate all that learning when it matters. And the pressure is on.
Yes.
And at that moment, you really are by yourself, competing the best you can. And when the pressure is there, and you need to manage the emotion the best you can,
it's
either you learn how to use them because you know the skills, how to manage the emotions, but if you don't, then you are in a situation where the emotions can become very overwhelming.
Yes.
And then that situation, it becomes very uncomfortable because you don't know how to manage those emotions, and it tend to become very critical.
Yes.
So I find that when I work with athletes, many of them say, I never heard of this sports psychology, but it comes very handy because now I know what to do the next time I face these very high, tensing moments.
Yes. I mean, isn't it true with almost anything in life, any business, any when you start anything new, don't you have to have the psychology of, you know, believing you can do it, the sense of confidence to go forward, to fight when those little fear thoughts come in? You've got to have some tools, right?
Absolutely. I think it really matters, just what you're saying, is how we prepare mentally before competition.
Mm-hmm.
What we usually find is that they have the understanding that I need to find coping skills while competing.
Okay.
However, if I don't prepare myself before competition, then the nervous moments will come up during competition.
Right.
And if I don't have skills or mental plan, that may well be too late.
Right.
So usually we have these expectations we want to do well, or the fears of not wanting to do badly.
Yes.
So we need to be aware of those expectations or those fears, how to manage those expectations and fears before competition, how to use either self-talk, visualization, breathing awareness, so we can prepare ourselves before competition. So we come into competition with the mind frame that I feel confident enough that I can do well.
Yes.
Now, one thing is to have the mindset of want to do well. Yes. Another thing is doing well,
mm-hmm.
right? Because then competition brings us a lot of unexpected moments.
Yes.
So we become what we call mentally distracted.
Uh-huh.
So the key is when we become mentally distracted is to be aware that we are distracted.
Yes.
That's step number one. Step number two is, what can I do as a strategy so that distraction, we can bring it back into focus?
Got it. Wow. I mean, that's a lot. But I would imagine what it does is it makes people feel like they have it within their control, as opposed to some outside force controlling their destiny within it, that they have, they contribute to their success or not.
Exactly. So what we try to differentiate is, what are those circumstances that are under our control? What are those circumstances that are outside our control?
Mm-hmm.
We call the controllables versus the uncontrollables.
I see. Okay.
So if I focus on things I have no control over, the referee, the opponent, the weather, the score, the end result, those are things I have no control over. And if my mind goes to that direction, it's really getting away from what I have control over. What I can do, how I'm breathing, how I'm focusing, what I'm saying to myself.
Yes.
So the more I can learn how to place awareness to my performance, to what's happening to me, and even what's happening to me is feeling tension, the awareness that I can feel some tension, be okay with it, and regain the confidence so I can bring the attention back into being in the zone.
Being present also.
Being present. Right? So that's what I have control over.
Yes.
That's a major differentiating factor. What I have control over versus what I don't have control over.
Oh, this is fascinating, Dr. Diaz. Sports Mental Edge. Tell us where your business is. Tell us how people can find you.
Of course. So I am. My office is in Tuckahoe, New York.
Great.
They can find me on my website www.sportsmentaledge.com.
Sportsmentaledge.com.
That's right.
Okay, and they could call and schedule an appointment. Now, this is it only for people in sports, or do you also use it for anyone maybe who might be needing to make a presentation or
absolutely
go in
right.
for a new job?
Yes. So you're right. So it's applicable to many different areas. Athletes. It's also very applicable to students who are taking SATs.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's the same mindset. They work very, very hard. They are putting in a lot of hours to do well.
Yes.
And the expectation is they want to do well, right?
Yes.
But then the fears and over concerns and the what if I don't do well enough, all the thinking and pressure may interfere with the memory coming on board and be able to recall information that I had studied.
Yes.
So what I do practice with students is actually the similar thing I do with athletes. How to be mentally ready before competition, how to manage those expectations, how to combine those mental skills so I can mentally prepare before the exam.
Yes.
And so I can manage emotions, and the more I can manage those emotions, the better then the memory will recall and come back when we need it.
It's wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Perfect. And it's so great that you were here today, because your golfing with the group is helping to contribute to make success happen for these wonderful children that go through the program, the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
That's what it does for them, and it's all very exciting. I know your wife is involved with the Boys and Girls
Club.
Yes, she
is. Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to her.
Sure. So my wife's name is Lisa Diaz. Mm-hmm. She's fascinated by these organizations. She really cares about how to make a contribution and significant impact on these very nice Boys and Girls. Yes.
Yes, and she's on the board of the Boys and Girls
Club
in
Mount
Vernon.
That's right.
Well, we want to thank her through you she does.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you know when you create beautiful places for children to thrive in, you create a better world.
Yeah,
and
100%.
So she's doing a lot
100%
for us.
Right.
As you are by playing golf today.
Yeah.
Sports Mental Edge is Dr. Diaz's company in Tuckahoe. It sounds absolutely fascinating to improve either your game, whether it's on a field or if it's something else, if you're a student. Exciting stuff. SportsMentalEdge.com.
Perfect. Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Diaz.
You're very welcome.
It's
Thanks
a pleasure
so much.
Meeting you
Likewise.
Today.
Thank you very much.
And it's wonderful to be here once again at the annual golf outing and dinner for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon here in Mount Kisco, New York at the Mount Kisco Country Club. Thank you so much. And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa on Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Mount Kisco Country Club, tonight's annual golf outing and dinner for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. Well, we are produced by Shark Creative, as always, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, it's wonderful to be here with all these great people who are doing so much to help contribute to the success, the expanded programs, and just the overall entity of the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. And a great friend to the whole cause would be Joe Roberts, the CEO of PCSB Bank in Yorktown Heights. Hi, Joe. Thank you so much for coming tonight.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Tell me, is this your first time? Is this your 10th time? What is your full involvement here?
No, it's not. Last year, the Boys Club honored me with their award. I'm born and raised in Mount Vernon. My parents were born and raised in Mount Vernon. And actually, my father and my uncles were all members of the Boys Club.
Really? Was it the Boys Club at the time and not the Boys and Girls Club?
Right. It was the Boys Club. It was not the Boys and Club. I was a member of the Boys Club as a child. And now that the company I work for, PCSB Bank, has a branch in Mount Vernon, I've reconnected with the community. And it's just great to support such a great organization as the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon.
That's wonderful. So how old were you when you started going there to the Boys and Girls Club, or at the time, the Boys Club?
I was probably about 7 years old.
Oh, my goodness. And how long did you stay there?
I stayed there until I was a teenager. I mean, I grew up in Mount Vernon, so I was probably a member until I was about 16, 17 years old.
Incredible. When you look back on those years and you look at your life now, what were some of the contributing factors and what made you who you are today?
I think if everybody understands that the Boys and Girls Club creates character, it helps the youth of the city with discipline and moving towards a life that is productive as you go forward. And certainly the Boys Club made an impression on my life, made an impression on my brother and my brother's life. And I would go back as far as my father's life, and that we grew up understanding what respect was for other people, and we just lived our lives that way.
Incredible. And it really is. That's very touching. And after all these years, now being CEO of PCSB Bank, now you have a branch in your hometown. That must feel like kind of full circle for you.
It is. I'll give you an interesting story. It's a true story, and you can't make it up. As a kid, I delivered newspapers in Mount Vernon. And roughly when I was about 9 or 10 years old, I delivered newspapers to a president of a bank. It was located on 1st Street and 2nd Avenue, Mount Vernon. And now that's a branch of a bank that I'm CEO of.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was where I had my first savings account as a kid. You just can't make this stuff up how
no,
it happens.
No, isn't it interesting?
It really
almost
is.
Like there's some cosmic plan sometimes.
You're right.
But full circle indeed. And so tonight's annual golf outing and dinner, you get to see how the funds are actually allocated, I would imagine. And tonight some wonderful people are being honored. You said you were honored last year.
I was.
Tonight, DeChico and Son, such a great, I love DeChico's. I could live in there. I have one in my town. Wiley C. Harrison, also, who is the president business of your business, is the name of his business. And Talent, the comedian, is here. They're being honored tonight. It really is, you know, just it's a giving thing. It's really, it reignites your sense of community and hope when you see organizations like this that are thriving because of people like you.
And, you know, I will also talk about the fact that, you know, our bank, PCSB, it had gone public a little over a year and a half ago. And with that public offering, we established what we call PCSB Community Foundation, and right now it's valued somewhere about $8 million. Those $8 million go back to the community. So, you know, not just the Boys and Girls Club, but many nonprofits throughout, you know, Westchester, Putnam, Dutchess, and Rockland County are going to benefit from our foundation.
Yes.
And we feel it's so important for us to give back to the communities in which we serve.
Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful thing, absolutely wonderful thing. Anything you'd like us to know, especially about PCSB Bank and what makes it different? There's a lot of banks out there in the world. What makes PCSB different?
There really are, and we still believe that we are a true community bank, that, you know, people, if they have a problem, they could pick up the phone. They could even talk to me.
Really?
If somebody called up and said, I want to speak to the CEO of the bank or the president of the bank, I'll answer the phone.
Right.
And I think that's what separates us from a lot of the money center banks, that we know you call up, you get annoyed, you get all these prompts, press number one, press number two, press number three. You don't get that here. You speak to real people.
It's old school in its finest sense of the expression, truly.
Exactly.
And isn't that what the world needs now?
It does. With all this technology, you still, people want to speak to a human being.
Especially when it comes to your money, right?
Yes.
So PCSB Bank sounds like, I need one in Larchmont. Please,
exactly.
Bring it on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Joe Roberto, for all you've done for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. Yeah. Having been there, your father, it's really a legacy, and I'm very happy for you. Thank you so much also for bringing this type of banking, you know,
well,
to our
you.
Area.
Thank you, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about the bank. Thank
it's
you
my
very
pleasure.
Much.
It's my pleasure. Tonight at the annual golf outing and dinner for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon, a special evening tonight as we honor people who are creating this incredible space for boys and girls in Mount Vernon, right here in our own backyard in Westchester County. I'm Laura Smith. for Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from Mount Kisco's Country Club for the annual golf outing and dinner for the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. I'm so grateful to be here, but we're being produced tonight, as you know, by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Tonight's golf outing has culminated in this wonderful dinner inside where honorees DeChico and Sons, Wiley C. Harrison, and the comedian named Talent, they're being honored tonight for their affiliation with and for their contributions to the wonderful Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon, which I'm hearing so many heartwarming stories tonight about this incredible organization and what it has done to truly change lives, build character, and make a difference in the world. So here's just another example of that. Joe Palercio. Palercio.
Anthony Palercio.
Joe. That's sorry. Okay. That's what happens. We have Anthony. And even better yet, Anthony Palercio of Michael Anthony Holdings. He is the COO, right?
Actually, I was the COO of Michael Anthony Jewelers some 35 or 40 years.
Wow.
But I've also been affiliated with the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon for the same 35 years.
So for the same amount of time, so I guess Michael Anthony Jewelers in Mount Vernon helped you become aware of the organization, the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, actually, we were the largest employer of the city of Mount Vernon for 25 years running. We had more employees than even the post office.
At a jewelry store?
No, we were the manufacturers of gold jewelry for the United States. We created a beautiful charm line. We made watches. We made rope chain. So for myself, it was a lifelong career. I still have a television program on HSN.
Yes.
And that program has been running now for 26 years.
Oh, my goodness. And what do you do on the program? Do you sell gold?
Well, I actually am the co-host.
You're the co-host.
And I create product, and that's also been one of my passions for my whole life.
Really? Did you create that beautiful angel?
Yes.
I collect angels. So my eye went zoom right in on that as soon as you walked
angel,
up to me.
This angel was created. Unfortunately, I lost a 13-and-a-half-year-old cousin to a drunken driver.
Oh, my goodness.
And I made this pin for my cousin Hugo and Christine, his wife.
Yes.
And then I made one for myself, and I've never done a show without having this pin on, so it's quite appropriate that you pick it out and you ask me that question.
Oh, I mean, I go right to it. As I said, I collect them. They're all over my house, but this is very beautiful. I've never seen one
quite like that.
And
it's an original.
Now, it is an original.
Yep.
So you designed it. Now, do you sell those on your show?
No, I don't sell those on my show.
I'm surprised that people don't ask.
If you go to HSN.com, you can see the full line.
Let's talk about the Boys and Girls Club. So 25 years, you're in business there. The organization is happening. How do you get involved, and what have you done over the years?
Well, there's a fellow, his name is Joe Salamini, and he was really the angel who took the Boys and Girls Club to where we are today. And the mission of the Boys and Girls Club is really to take children ages 4 or 5 and take them so that the parent can actually go to work and not worry about the child, and whether it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, still be able to pick up that child, still have their career. And then our goal is to take that child to age 18, 17, whenever they go to college, and give them the opportunity to go to college with the little tool bag that they need to succeed.
Tell us about some of the things that, that you would say are in that tool bag. What are some of the things that that is fostered at the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon?
Well, obviously team building, but we have a computer lab that we're always in need of upgrading. We have all kinds of activities for them to keep them occupied, help them with their homework. But it's more than that. It's something that when you help a child, you're helping the mother, the entire family.
Right.
And unfortunately, our facility cannot allow us to just take in 500 children.
Which I'm sure you could easily if you had the room.
We're working on that, and our expansion programs, thank God we have the most magnificent board, and Fred Powers is the CEO.
He's lovely,
and,
yes.
Mel Campos is
also
an amazing, amazing man who has brought us, you know, stability and also the financial planning. But if you ever get the opportunity to come to the Mount Vernon Boys Club, you'll see a facility. Every day we service over 100 children. But this past Saturday, there were 400 children in the Boys and Girls Club. We serve them meals. We have a great program even for taking meals home at night.
Oh, my goodness.
So it really is the bright, shining star in the city of Mount Vernon. If, you know, our goal is to, for every child, to change the family. So we love it. We have, like I said, a magnificent board, and they're all there for the right reasons. You know, we've achieved that financial stability that, you know, most organizations aspire to.
Yes.
And now our goal is to expand it and make it so that we don't have to turn people away. That's the hard part.
Well, it's a lofty goal, and it sounds like with the kind of heart, soul, and brain power and financial, you know, contributions, it sounds like it's going to get there eventually. And
oh,
the
absolutely.
Vision, it's really about the vision.
It's all about if you can see, if you can create the vision, you can get there.
That's exactly right.
If you cannot create the vision, you won't get there.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for Lowe's Moore, who has been there now for 26 years.
Wow.
And he is really the rock.
Yes.
And he has created the vision. He's helped us all. And God bless him. I hope he lasts another 25 years.
I tell you, it is just, it. To me, it sounds like it's really, you talk about changing the world for better. I interviewed Jaden Devon tonight, who is Youth of the Year.
And he is a perfect example of a person who came to us at age 5,
mm-hmm.
and here he is now getting ready to go to college. So that's exactly, there is
the composure.
What is it worth? I have a foster child who's in foster care agency.
Yes.
And when I calculated one time whether we should adopt him, his name is Eric Alfieri, and what it cost the state, it was going to cost the state something in the neighborhood of $12 million. $12 million. And he was about 35 years old at the time. So if you can save a child,
yes,
in turn, who ultimately helps the family unit, how can you calculate
No.
It's impossible.
That's priceless. There is no price you put on that.
No, absolutely not.
What incredible work you do, Anthony. Thank you so much. And, you know, you have your whole beautiful career on the one side, but obviously your heart is truly with the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon.
Well, you know what the key is? Always love what you do. I worked with Dick Clark one day for the whole day. Mm-hmm. When he listened to my story, because I couldn't understand, he was worth $2.3 billion, and we were selling on HSN. Opposite in the green room we were talking. And he said, ultimately, you're just like me. When you love what you do, it's not work.
It's not work. And he talked about, we were just talking about Dick Clark tonight, about being eternally youthful. These guys that I work with, it's their birthdays this week and how they look so young. And we were talking about Dick Clark, but that's a wonderful, true, it's an essence. And that's right. If you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. And
I am so fortunate because I still love creating jewelry.
Yes.
And I do it all the time with a girl. Her name is Linda Levin. Okay. She's worked for me for actually 38 years.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, and she's still only a baby.
That's wonderful.
She started when she was 13 years old, and she loves what she does. I love what I do. So that's my first passion. My second passion is being on air.
Okay.
So when I do the HSN shows, and it's the same reason why Dick Clark said, you're just like me, because when you're on air, it's just such a, you know, contact or communication with the person, even though you can't see them, you know that they're there, and they 100%. Call with testimonies. It's amazing.
You have a beautiful voice. I'm in radio. I do voiceover, so I know it when I hear it, and you're a natural.
And then the other thing is, with the real estate, I love helping my tenants, because not only do I give them the space to work, but then I help coach their businesses. Because I have many years. Michael and I are in business 60 years together as partners.
You're Michael.
Oh, Michael is right
there.
And Michael and I started collecting beer bottles on Orchard Beach for 2 cents a piece. Oh. We were way ahead of our times in the recycling business.
That is
and
amazing.
And then from that, we went to Shining Shoes on Canal Street. And then
need the right to write the book, Anthony.
I know.
Come on, with all your spare time here.
I have no spare time. And then ultimately, when we became partners in the jewelry industry, we have never left the jewelry industry, and it's because we love it.
It's beautiful. I grew up in Brazil, so it was always about the jewelry there and the gold, and it certainly is. I can see where you would get all your joy from that, but then look at what you do on the side with the things that mean the most to you.
Time to give back.
It seems like you do that in spades. Anthony Palacio, Palercio.
Grazie,
signor. It's wonderful to talk to you. COO of Michael Anthony Jewelers, Michael Anthony Holdings, and on-air media host at HSN, and the list goes on. But most importantly, the man with a vision, a big vision behind the Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Laura.
And for Westchester Talk Radio. From the Mount Kisco Country Club here tonight at the annual golf outing and dinner honoring DeChico and Sons, Wiley C. Harrison, and Talent the Comedian, I'm Laura Smith.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.